This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Brad Biggs is the football man from the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a great personal friend. And Biggsy, you touch on it, you get to it, this kind of national perspective, looking in from lofty heights. Jay Mitchell seems very small, and yet up close he seems like a giant. How is it possible that there are two different visions of him?
Yeah, it's very interesting, guys, that the perspective on Mitch Trubisky from a national standpoint and what they're saying about their second-year quarterback at Hallis Hall are vastly different. And Trubisky hasn't been bad this year by any stretch of the imagination.
Blake Bortles of the North?
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
I have a lot of respect for Pro Football Focus, the way they measure things, but to call him the 29th rated quarterback in the NFL just seems irresponsible.
Well, I don't think they're calling him that. I think they've got their metrics in place, and that's where...
How do you measure that? I mean, there's only two, three quarterbacks worse than Mitch Trubisky in the NFL? Those are bad metrics.
They only ranked 30, so he came in 29th, yeah. Yeah, and it boggles the mind. And I think part of the problem we have around here, one of the issues we face, is we haven't watched a lot of good quarterback play in Chicago, but... You know, he had three consecutive 300-yard games. The passer rating is 96.2, which is really damn good. It happens to rank 16th in the league right now, and I think part of that is because passer ratings have been on the climb a little bit. If you go back to 2010, 2008, 96.2 is going to probably firmly have you in the top five or six in terms of passer rating. Now it's middle of the pack, way better than we've seen a Bears quarterback at in a super long time. 16 touchdown passes to 7 interceptions. You can live with that. The one thing that's really interesting is when you look at completion percentage, yards, the TDs to interceptions, the rating, similar in all categories to Cam Newton. The rushing totals, very similar to Cam Newton. Cam Newton's got 40 more rushing yards and 2 more touchdowns, but Mitch is averaging about 3 yards more per carry. So Cam Newton's actually running the ball a lot more than Mitch. And the Panthers are 6-2, one game better than the Bears, and the storyline in Carolina is that, you know, the MVP Cam Newton is back.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling when you look at it and from that perspective, because I don't think anyone's touting Mitch for an MVP, and I don't even know that he's being touted for an MVB, Most Valuable Bear, which is a made-up category that now I'm giving away nationally.
Well, that's a coveted award for a player to receive at the end of the season as your MVB. Yeah. So he's still learning the offense. He's young. But I think the question you try to answer, instead of, you know, some people are getting themselves all worked up in this defense of Trubisky, which I don't think is necessary here. I think the numbers defend him and acquit him against these charges nationally anyway right now. But the question that's more interesting to answer to me is, why is there this just huge, huge difference in perspective? Because I think that's what's fascinating, is that there is this huge divide between how people view him. And one of the reasons is, hey, listen, he's going to fail in any comparison to Patrick Mahomes. Okay? it's not close. Mahomes has got 1,000 more yards, and Lord knows how many more touchdown passes, 13 more touchdown passes, whatever it is. So that's one issue there, but I don't think that's by itself should create the huge difference in opinion that there is.
This segment with Brad Biggs brought to you by UV Vodka. Play your 2018 Turkey Bowl at Soldier Field. Visit 670thescore.com contest page for more details. You know, Brad, I agree with you. The divisiveness, I don't get. The polarizing nature of Mitch Trubisky, I don't quite understand. I don't think he's 29th in the league, but I don't think he's probably top 10 or top half either, somewhere in between. How has he handled this sort of every week, the range of opinions, the extremism almost surrounding his progress and development? Because I think when you see him handle the public aspect of the job, which is a big part of the job, it seems like he's getting a little bit more comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I think he's handled it all right. You know, he was asked about it a little bit yesterday, and he, you know, reminded people that he had been off of social media or is mostly off of social media. He sort of hedged on that answer a little bit, which was kind of amusing. But I think he's handled it pretty well. I think he's handled it well because of the way that Matt Nagy and the Bears are handling him. You know, Nagy made it clear that the only thing that really matters for Mitch is how he feels about him. And, you know, he's happy with him, and he talks about the development. And that's what, you know, people that are sort of evaluating him from afar, that's what they miss, is the explanation of, you know, sort of where they're at in the process and what he's gotten better at in this two-month stretch and what they look to for improvement moving forward here. So I think he's handled it pretty well. Certainly them being 5-3 in first place helps out, but there's going to be a lot more pressure involved with these games in the second half of the season. There are some tougher opponents coming up on the schedule, although they've still got more than their share of doormats sprinkled in. This is a schedule that sets up well for the Bears. They've got to take care of their business.
This segment of the Mully and Haw Show brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And Brad, obviously we saw Khalil Mack come in with no training camp, with no off season to speak of. He just walked out of LA Fitness and dominated the National Football League. Can he do it again coming off an ankle? What are your expectations for him in terms of sack totals, strip fumbles, the whole bit this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know about predicting the stats, but he's looking good. He will definitely play against the Lions on Sunday. And the Lions gave up 10 sacks, and Matthew Stafford, or excuse me, 11 sacks, and Stafford was just battered left and right this past Sunday against the Vikings. So the Bears would certainly hope to get after him quite a bit. I would imagine Detroit puts extra attention on protecting their quarterback this week. So 11 might be a little bit of a lofty goal. Excuse me, lofty goal for the Bears, but certainly with Mack back in the mix, that's going to make that defense better. And the defense has played relatively well without him. They just need a little more consistent pressure. They were certainly very good last week at Buffalo, but that's a JV offense with Nathan Peterman out there.
Brad, the Bears a little beaten up at the tight end position. Adam Shaheen practiced yesterday for the first time since August. What is his role, if any, on Sunday?
Yeah, I think Shaheen gives them a little more depth. Certainly, with Shaheen, you're able to consider handing him some of what Deion Sims' role has been. Sims in concussion protocol, and they like Shaheen. Now, some people are of the mindset that the offense is going to look way different with him out there. I'm not quite there. We're talking about a guy that came off of 12 catches as a rookie, but I think he adds a little bit of a different element there for Matt Nagy to play with. You know, they're moving personnel in and out so much on every play that it's going to be interesting. Now, is Shaheen going to be up to speed for this game? I don't know. That would to me, be pretty quick for him to practice Wednesday. Then you hope that he responds well today, right? and then make a roster move to have him on the 53 in time for Sunday would seem to be a little aggressive considering all the time that he's missed. Fortunately, Ben Broniker is back at a concussion protocol, so they have him available as well. So if not this weekend, though, for Shaheen, certainly you would imagine him back here soon.
Speaking of Ben Broniker, the Lions fired their special teams coordinator. How will that be reflected in punt blocks, et cetera?
Well, yeah, the Lions have been terrible on special teams. They're getting gashed in punt coverage. They've had a whole host of issues, and this comes a year after they were pretty good on special teams. So Matt Patricia fires his special teams coordinator on Monday, says that the assistant special teams guy that they'll keep on will handle most of the duties, but he's not going to be the coordinator, and that so many of the coaches have experience in special teams in their background that they'll all sort of pitch in a little bit. I don't know how that's going to work out, but Detroit has been miserable on special teams this season. Certainly the Bears would look to have an upper hand in that area.
Tariq Cohen stepped forward yesterday. Brad talked about defending Mitch Trubisky. This guy, he likes to talk. He says a lot of things that are, I think, admirable in terms of sticking up for his teammates. He's very likable from a personality standpoint. Surprising that he's emerged as sort of a locker room leader?
No, I think that's his personality. That's his, you know, that's sort of who he is. You know, you saw real elements of that from Tariq last year as a rookie. You know, he remember Tariq let it be known shortly after his arrival that you could call him Big Daddy, right?
Yeah.
So any guy
you still do, right? Don't you?
No. Any guy that's 5'6",
right,
that goes around telling people to call him Big Daddy. Yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me that he's got sort of an emerging voice and sort of finding his spot in the locker room.
And he went on Twitter and threatened to punch Michael Lombardi in the shins or something, right?
Good luck with that.
Metaphorically. All right, Bigsy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Yep.
That's our guy, Brad Biggs. He of the Chicago Tribune.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.